April 14th, Job chapter 16.
Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall windy words have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do, if you were in my place. I could join words together against you, and shake my head at you. I could strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your pain. If I speak, my pain is not assuaged. And if I forbear, how much of it leaves me? Surely now God has worn me out. He has made desolate all my company. And he has shriveled me up, which is a witness against me, and my leanness has risen up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and hated me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My adversary sharpens his eyes against me. Men have gaped at me with their mouth. They have struck me insolently on the cheek. They mass themselves together against me. God gives me up to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He slashes open my kidneys and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with breach upon breach. He runs upon me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and have laid my strength in the dust. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is deep darkness. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not my blood, and let my cry find no resting place. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high. My friends scorn me. My eye pours out tears to God, that he would argue the case of a man with God, as a son of man does with his neighbor. For when a few years have come, I shall go the way from which I shall not return.
Miserable Comforters, Robert A. Peterson. Job's three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, have failed terribly in their task. Despite their original intention to show him sympathy and comfort him, they have been miserable comforters, chapter 16, verse 2. Suffering acute, unrelenting pain, Job has little sense of dignity or self-worth. He wants his friends to switch places with him, mentally, to see that their words have brought him nothing but additional pain. Job feels exhausted and alone. Surely now God has worn me out, he has made desolate all my company. Verse 7. Job laments his situation. He is unaware of God's granting permission to Satan to strike him, yet he knows that God is in control, even of his present plight. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. Verse 12. But his friends misinterpret the very situation God has put Job in as a sign of God's judgment on Job for wrongdoing. Job knows he is not perfect, but he contests their view that his pain is punishment for sin. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is deep darkness, although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. Verses 16 through 17. Despite his sad situation, Job trusts God to bear witness on his behalf and vindicate him before his well-meaning but hurtful friends. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high. Verse 19. Job understands neither his situation nor why God has permitted it, but he refuses to curse his Maker. Instead, during intense suffering and frustration, he trusts God. Job cannot look to his friends for help, but only to the God who has smitten him. He longs for God to plead his case in the heavenly court. My friends scorn me. My eye pours out tears to God that he would argue the case of a man with God, as a son of man does with his neighbor. Verses 20 through 21. Job expects to die soon, lacks an explanation for his suffering, and resolves to trust God to the end. For when a few years have come, I shall go the way from which I shall not return. Verse 22. It is no wonder, then, that in its only reference to Job, the New Testament commends him for his steadfastness, which is held up as an example for believers. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. James chapter 5, verse 11. Trust this God. Even amid pain, he is with us and for us, and he loves us.